no stopping. So what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping. So what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. You make me wanna fly, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's a crazy love.
Pour it on, boy. Take me to the night. Oh. And ain't no stopping.
Stopping.
And trying, destination. Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
Over to get Miko from the green screen. There's some Miko photos. Go purchase the CD. I'm not driving you, Chris. I'm gonna put it on the charge. We'll go on iTunes. Maybe I want the real CD. I'll go to your website, see what you got.
Yeah.
yeah, we got stuff. We got stuff. Right, CD Baby. You'll find 9 CDs. And I did up there, too. Here in the studio. Back in the day. Go get you some Chris Jasper. The one. He wrote this. And he wrote everything on this album. What a blast. Yeah, see? You know, when artists interact in rooms like this, it does make you want to go buy stuff. Remind you. So we tell them, get in those rooms. Be with the fans. We appreciate you. Feel the love. Here we go again. Original full-length album version. The Isley Brothers. Written by Chris Jasper. He's in our chat room. Nico's working that dress. You ever have a wardrobe accident? No, huh? Damn. Yeah, everybody. Wow. You've been listening to The Quiet Storm. But now we're going to transition to the iVictor photo shoot. As long as they shoot pictures, I'll just keep playing music. Enjoy. When everything changed, here's the flow assist and music so child. I had you.
When my life was rearranged. I had you. When I hit rock bottom bay. I had you.
That's the world of internet television. Issues, but always answers. As we rise to the call, as we always do. I want to thank you for hanging in there.
Like this one.
Getting ready for the Making Pax Tale TV meeting. How appropriate that it should have technical problems. Thank you. We should be getting going in just about 5 minutes, though. So we'll tell you, it'll be about 8:30. Because there is no end. We're never through. We are the best because we play what you request. We listen to you. I learn from you all. I learn from So Smooth. I learn from so many of you. Thank you for being part of our family. And I mean it. Thank y'all. Nico's the one who turned me on to this one. That's the Flow Assist. Y'all remember one half of Flowetry? The music soul child. I feel you in my soul. Your love, it always shows. I can hear you in my heart. You never let me down. Together we come for Biko and stay for the music. I'll take it. Young folks' tracks that still have the same groove and vibe that we grew up with. So that's what I've been trying to do. And I found out that some of the young folks, like So Smooth, they turned me on to the tracks that the young folks, it's what we would play if we were 23 trying to get laid. Yeah, I know. Y'all know what I mean.
That's right, getting ready.
You know what I'm saying? So the young folks turn us on to those tracks.
To the archives.
So here's one that was turned on to me by PMC, by the Foreign Exchange. You know, but see, remember, some things never change. Young men still trying to catch up and seduce women with music. Didn't we do that? That's what we used some of you, Chris Jasper. We used you to seduce them in a loving way with music. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
That's right, get ready for the Makey Pack Stereo ITV meeting.
Like this. Old school flavor.
Get that groove. We like you to groove before we
some
move anyway.
Are timeless. The energy that we bring.
We're coming in right after this song. All systems are go.
Look at live and Ustream. Live stream.
Oh.
On the air, Blog Talk. Hey, baby. Yeah, wish I had that hot chocolate Miko. Supposed to be in that chat room. Some BJs, some other folks. You like that, huh? I like when y'all ask me. That's the Foreign Exchange. Song's titled Come Around. Foreign Exchange. I don't really care what it is I think. I'm working hard. Get my head right
for the show.
I say we old school, new school. Finally,
my cough
across generations. Yeah. It's still the same group we had. You know it is. My tapes. Music. Way to a young lady's heart. Getting ready. I'm feeling ready. More ready. We're winding into the Making Packs to ITV. I know y'all can't wait for the meeting. Oh, yeah, all on Twitter. I feel you.
Jiggy with it.
We will jump across 30 years of these shows on Pack Stereo. We will literally jump 30 years from track to track. No lie. I'm about to demonstrate that.
Getting ready for the meeting, y'all. You're listening to previous episodes.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Yeah. You know you're bumping. yeah. Loving like I'm 21 all over again. Like down the body heat. Well, the featured artist for the night of the Quiet Storm was Luther Vandross. Everybody loves some Luther. It's just a question of how much you love Luther. Some artists, when they pass on, you stop and hold your chest. And Luther was like that. Luther went. Wow. How was that for claps? That was claps for your ass. Welcome, everybody, to the Making Pack Stereo. ITV, the People's Internet Television. Reality. Vic, what is this? Hmm? What is this show?
It's actually, well, you know, I hate to say it, but it's our business meeting.
It's our business meeting.
It's our business meeting. We're giving them a window to
do. We haven't had a chance to meet and talk about business other than informally for a few days.
Yeah. We don't give away all good secrets. We just give away enough for you to know what's coming up. It's kind of overview. You know, I put out something on Twitter to say, look, probably 99% of the companies are not going to let you into their public viewing of a meeting that's very strategic, but you can still make it topical. And so that's what we're doing. And it's a good way for us to go back and say, hey, what did we do that week? And if we don't remember, it's an archive, an ongoing archive, more so than a contextual one. So it's a good experiment. I like it, man.
And I guess the question, Vic, is why do we do it?
Right.
So yeah. The whys are important, too. For one, we think that it's important to show some of the background behind the scenes of what goes into developing an internet television channel, and especially when it relates to folks like Pack Scare, excuse me, with the kind of social agenda that we have. Because of that social agenda and our commitment to getting this technology out and about and interacting with other folks who do the same, because of that agenda, that's why we felt the need to make it clear to you all that we were different than the other forces that be. In other words, if we didn't do this, you would think we're like Channel 4 or cable TV or, I don't know, the local channel from your city college. I don't know what you would think, but you wouldn't know that we were us. We're basically two individuals who have taken some evolving technology and tamed it so that we have multiple components, including a broadcast recording facility, a 24-hour broadcast machine that broadcasts 24 hours, simulcast, and Ustream, live stream, and internet radio. Besides that, we have the websites, packstereo.tv, packstereo.com, our online community. Packstereo.tv is the online playground of mine. I just do anything. You never know. But Packstereo.com is the online community. And then Packstereo.mobi is the place to be on the go and watch, because it optimizes for your tablets and your smartphones, saves you money, and you can watch everything on the go. So it's a multi-platform thing that we're doing. And we knew that we needed to identify ourselves to people, because people don't know what we're doing. And so that's the why. And since, you know, because we have to do other things, we have to try to always merge what we're doing. So since we have to have this meeting anyway, we say, why not let you be privy to it? And you can see what kind of issues we have. And it may be, we expect that it will be relevant to things that you're doing, even if it's not internet television. Even if it's just about getting organized about any project, because a lot of what we do is presenting projects. So with all that in mind, welcome, everyone, to the Making Pack Stereo TV, the People's Internet Television Show, where we get to our regular meeting. So let me acknowledge some of the folks that have been reaching out to us. Always Mac McAllister, G&M Bureau Chief, Miko Williams, our own hot chocolate, Norman Ross of the Norman Ross Experiences, PMC, all the folks who've been reaching out to us with opinions about the broadcast and those kinds of things. We appreciate that. Last week, we did, essentially every week is going to be some of the same. I'm going to present to Victor the stuff that I have for him, and he has the stuff for me. So let me just welcome you again to the meeting and acknowledge the chat room participants. First of all, our general goals are always just to identify stuff that we have to get done for this week. We have some very concrete goals every week for this meeting because we have shows coming up on Monday night. We have Morning Coffee show. On Tuesday night, we have Quiet Storm. And then we're talking about doing some more outings. And there's new shows coming up, and one of which I wanted to just give you guys a hint. Drones, Clones, and Tones. So, yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but just be aware that stuff is coming. Crazy stuff is coming. So general goals are to stay with the goal of, you know, the schedule. Make sure we know what the scheduling is for the upcoming week. And then so it also acknowledges what's happened since last week. Well, what's happened since last week, it was essentially acknowledging the fact that the weather was finally changing. We're getting busy, more people coming out, moving with the more social agenda. In terms of the Paxter facility, we've been doing upgrades, getting ready to do more events that are here. So we got to merge these events, you guys. So what you're going to see is these interactive events where we have people kind of here, and we still can showcase, you know, websites, video, text, photos, whatever. But we got some people coming in, so we've been working on the campus, as it were. And so we get in the place, you know, like I said, the weather's changed. It's hard for you guys who are still cold. We just had a string of 90-degree days. 90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it still was warm, so we're getting everything. I got new plants in. Everything's happening. So this week so far, for me, it's about continuing with just the upgrades around the place, which a lot of stuff is done, and getting ready for the show. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, Vic, how about the announcements?
Well, for me, there's things that are probably more on the event horizon, and I was... And we've already talked about this. It says a lot of people don't know. I mean, we got years and years of doing what we call come into the studio, indie producer, let's get you started, get your video, have an interview, tell us about yourself. Well, we haven't really campaigned this heavy, but we've gone into this event model. And the event model is when people treat a guest appearance, if you treat it like an event, they actually extend more, I guess, more of themselves and showing what their talent is. When you are in a talk mode, you're just talking about what you do.
Well, that's the kind of thing we always had, right? That whole, we don't like talk shows. We're reality.
Well, we're moving towards that because we have a lot of years in our saddle that people didn't know that we were probably more in that reality zone. We were probably what they would say when they come over here, they say it's more real.
Morning Coffee.
Oh, right.
Well, because Morning Coffee was a morning kind of morning, like a morning talk, morning kind of a talk show. And
right.
We talked about things.
Right.
Even though it was broken up into segments. So because of that, other than the fact that we had like the Local Zone, which is the live concert series, we had Virtually Uncut, Beast in the Booty, which was topic based.
Right.
With Stephanie Ray.
Right.
You know, and all those things, even the stuff you had done. So, yeah, so we're back now.
Right. Which leads me into kind of giving you a calendar, which I had already sent to you earlier today, of if April goes this way, it'll be one of the biggest push months for getting events. Now, a lot of times, we still have to go tell people. We have to campaign. You know, we have to do some heavy campaigning that we're looking for people to be more event people because we still are going to get the people say, hey, I would like to come in and, you know, do an interview. So for
which we will do sometimes. It's just that that's not our format. We'll do anything.
Right. We'll do that.
We'll do anything. It's just that what we're looking for is live and studio performances.
And we're saying not just people are singers. Because performers can be actors, can be comedians.
Totally.
It could be people who basically
puppeteers,
fitness,
do hand puppets,
the whole thing. You could do the whole thing. So we got you're wrong. So we got some people scheduled for April. So I'll run through it real quick. I've already sent it to you, so you can always follow up on it. But if April goes this way, it'll be our biggest month where we're moving towards the event kind of activities. We have Sophia Janelle, who's supposed to be in here between the 1st and the 7th, out of Flint, Michigan. Still TBD because I know she's on a campaign trail, singer, poetry, author, you know, all of it. So I'll confirm more when she's coming through. She says she is. Mika will be unavailable after this beginning of the week from the 1st to the 10th because she has her wonderful daughter in town. She was trying to actually go to Atlanta. I know you're hearing me on this. Supposed to go to Atlanta, but she's coming out here. So she'll be unavailable. She'll miss A Quiet Storm the week after this Tuesday. You will not be able to reach her. She's going to try to get all the information in about what's going on in lieu of that time, but she's setting all this aside of time for her daughter. Big responsibility. I love you for that. That's beautiful. Stephanie Ray's daughter, believe it, an extension of Stephanie Ray. We're going to do some photo headshots for her. I thought that was important to let you know that we always got Stephanie Ray's back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'll be doing that this
coming week. I remember her daughter. She was cool. She was pretty.
Right. She's beautiful.
How old is she now?
I won't even guess. I learned that.
She's grown.
Yes.
She's grown up.
I do not
I think
say
when we
that.
Looked at her, when I last saw her, she was a teenager.
All I know is that was Comic-Con, right?
You get scared, right? You get scared. Wasn't that a teenager?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what happens. You see him as a teenager, then you come back and it's 8 years later.
Yeah.
You go, whoa.
And I learned, don't guess age.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go too young, they get mad, you go too old.
Yeah.
Kimberly Lola, we're trying to arrange this Bon Voyage thing. She's a singer, of course, and a model. She'll be relocating to Hawaii. So we're trying to coordinate her Bon Voyage event here in the next few weeks. We're trying to work out the schedule right now. And then, of course, you know about Amy Chawla. We're invited to come to her event. She's going to have a private event at her home. World-renowned Indian singer.
What's the date on
that? The 18th, April 18th. All that I sent to you, all these events
I got to get the schedule because... Okay.
I've already sent it to you.
Okay, because I have some. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Ray Ibarra set aside that he's targeting the 25th for his special guest as far as the conversation with Shark Tank winners. I know the female he's going after, but I'm going to wait until it's a hard confirmation because then I get the notification of it as well. And then, of course, you know, Deanna Hodges, she's busy, always busy. Can't wait to do the fashion event with Deanna's girls, it's the Hodges collections and the girls getting
that's
together.
That's going to be fun. That's almost like an I, Victor on steroids.
Right.
You know, we do a whole thing, a lot of photography, big interactive components with music.
Yeah.
You know, wow, creatively. So something that we're going to do, it'll be unique. It'll be custom designed, the show, right?
Right.
Because all the elements in terms of the multimedia, the things are going to be worked out with Deanna to give that presentation that's unique for the folks that's involved.
That's it for this as it relates to me. And then, of course, the short term, I have the Morning Coffee Special Monday broadcast. You know I'm going to hit the new sports and the hot picks. You know you're going to have Michelle Guerin here as usual. She's going to be sitting as your wingwoman. And a lot of sports, but I know, we know about the, Final Four, March Madness. And, of course, it's playoff time for the NBA. A lot of updates on that. And then, of course, there's also the I always say Ronda Rousey is always doing something new because they're trying to cross her over. I'll let you know more about that a little bit later. But that's it for me on the Morning Coffee side. And then, of course, Tuesday. You know what we got going on there. I'll leave that up to you on that one.
The Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
Hey, on April 6th, Saturday, there's probably going to be a party here. My nephew.
Which one?
Vince.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his birthday party, but it's a little. It won't be like a party.
Right, but it'll be a gathering.
Yeah, they're going to have food and all that, so my mom and them are all involved with but it'll be a bunch of food and stuff. So
there you go.
Just let you know for the scheduling.
Okay.
And then one of the things I wanted to coordinate with Miko that I am, I'm actually planning on going to Atlanta.
Really?
Possibly sometime between now and June.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's kind of interesting, to go there just to look around and eat and some other stuff.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So that's interesting, too.
Yeah. Wow. Flip mode.
Okay. This week, Mac McAllister, GNN Bureau Chief, he's got his stuff out. It's boat season in Po-Town.
Yeah, I've seen one of his postings. So, he did a posting with a sailboat. Still trying to figure out which boat is his.
That's Mac McAllister, our GNN Bureau Chief, who produces the morning show that is the pre-show before the repeat broadcast of our morning broadcast. He's live. His broadcast is live here from 9 to 10. Boy, I forget my own schedule. 9 to 10,
Monday through Saturdays. And you can also catch it live anytime you want it online with mac.ding.com. Go there and join the Mac McAllister Secret Squadron, because once you join, you can eat all you want and you'll never, ever gain weight.
There you go. Bam.
All right, we got a couple of discussion points we're going to hit tonight. But, you know, after the announcements, I call this the halfway point, it's customary to go show you the latest and the greatest of Victor Allen's, well, he does Victor photo shoot is where at the end of various shows, characteristically after the end of Morning Coffee, Quiet Storm. Victor sets up a whole photo shoot with interactive now scripts, lighting, and so I do the music. It's all interactive. We call it the iVictor photo experience. So you get to see the vision of Victor Allen. The iVictor, let me write that down, because I didn't say experience before. Because we're looking for, anyway, the idea was to allow him to take photos, and, you know, I would play music, and it turned into something with a mind of its own. So I also do a video animation. And here it is, and we'll be right back every week. That was like the wrong one.
But, you know, for people who just want to sing it, it'd be the right one.
Yeah, be cool, just move with the groove. Don't walk in here, the beat way too smooth. Yeah, let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it, vibe with it. Be cool, just move with the groove. Let's go. Don't walk in here, the beat way too smooth. Let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it. Unleash the verbal blessing, coming sick with herbal lessons. So kick back, chill, relax, and learn a lesson. No 9mm, no heaters, a Smith & Wesson. You'll find this rhyme secure without question. This timeless vibe, one time without weapons. And groove with the music in the smooth session. This timeless vibe, one time without weapons. And the beat to me like sap to a tree. You send me the rap happens to set me free. Instantly when the mic touch this MC. Without the mic this MC feel empty. I'm telling y'all, it's the lyrical recipe. Lyrical ecstasy, hear it no less from me. I accept and expect no less than the best. And inject intellect without disrespect. Come on. Cool, be cool, just move with the groove. No funk in here, the beat way too smooth. Let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe, yeah. Just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it, vibe with it, vibe with it. It's like an epidemic, pop star gimmick. Hit it, get it, then realize that you win it. And you're finished, whole dream diminished. See, I play the season, y'all have a scrimmage. I speak with reason, y'all hip to image. But I believe the dream has no limits. I believe that the whole reason we live it. But they don't get it, they like it's not right, is it? No visit, hip-hop here to stay, no shizzit. We gonna get it, new improved music, move and groove with it. Choose who you give me. I smack rap back like it's too hard. My flow hard like Dick, get the skimpy clothes. On individuals, when anything goes. I play a pick 'em like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Got soul, got so much funk up in the rap. I should pack a fat bowl. Y'all should kick back, relax, and just roll. Roll with me, vibe with me. Roll with me, vibe with me. Roll with me, come on and vibe with me. Hip-hop ain't dead, just keep it alive with me. Cool, be cool, just move with the groove. No funk in here, the beat way too smooth. Let's just do what we came to do, just vibe.
Make it back stereo, ITV, the people's internet television. That's the way we do it. Every week, Vic does photos, and I have the privilege to take it and do a photo animation every week. So you get to look forward to the photos, you get to look forward to the video of the iVictor shoot, and you get to look forward to the photo slideshow animation. Three things weekly, all part of the iVictor photo experience. That's right. Visualist, the eyes, through the eyes of Victor Allen. We have to create a word for him. I'm working on it. Yeah. Yeah, you know how we do. It ain't the first time words have been invented. You say I'll Google somebody, I'll tweet. I'm hip. Make me a word, shit. Think I won't. Yeah. All right, y'all. All right, we got a couple topic points I wanted to bring up that I thought was interesting because I like to have Vic update me on them because it was so exciting. But, you know, and because I got to have the moment. And this is some of the stuff that he has been talking to me about. But I just wanted to hear again the latest updates as it goes. But we've been getting a lot of attention. Now, one of the wonderful reasons we know that this attention is happening is because we have someone, you know, like Miko now, who's working regularly in the social media area to help and promote and showcase what we're doing. We have been trying to get that kind of a thing going, you know, for a long time. And now at least we have at least some consistency as it relates to that. So because of that, we have Miko. She's getting a lot of attention. And remember, Miko, like a bunch of our associates, Ray Ibarra, Tyrone Dubois, all came over from radio, and making transitions successfully into the world of internet television, and also broadening their own horizons back in the other traditional reasons. That's why Tyrone has a show coming up. It's going to be wonderful. We get a chance to tell you about it. And hopefully, I was thinking even later on at some point, we would try to give him a little call, see if his phone will ring on the show tonight. But because of all the things going on, where that's part of the expansion. That's why we're trying to push ourselves and our associates about planning and laying out the shows, mainly because we could then do what would be appropriate pre-promotion, right? Because, you know, we realize we could do commercials and videos and things to promote. See, remember, more and more of the videos are events. It makes sense to have pre-promotion, promotion for events. That way we can get our associates also involved in getting tweets out there, getting Facebook postings, getting all these things happening before the shows, and trying to incorporate these types of media, and also incorporate the ways that we do them so that they go into the broadcast immediately. That's what I'm working on technology-wise. We're going to be doing enabling a bunch more stuff from the phone. So you're seeing it. Even right now, you're seeing the PAX comments floating across the page as Victor and I are working on all these new elements that we're adding to the shows. But be aware. So because of all this stuff that we're doing, and because we have someone out there interacting, because I want to remind you, it's because of Miko that we even had the streaming media people come through, and we were able to make a wonderful connection and establish a friendship and a connection. So those things are wonderful based on what Miko's doing by interacting with folks out there in the world. So Vic, tell us a little bit, you know, give me the update on what's happening now in the world of meeting new people.
Well, most of it's come from Miko's experiences. It's
the stuff you want to reveal. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's nothing wrong. It's good. I mean, it's something that we talked about a lot. It says, you know, you're gonna finding yourself being put in positions to always go out and meet and get connected with people and those benefits. I was telling you about a story where I think it was yesterday. I think she went up to Runyon Canyon, you know, a nice, wonderful place. And it had two topics there that made it interesting for me. One is that, and I don't want to say it's official, but I want to say that she met some of the people who are actually either the organizers of it or not. And they were able to present an opportunity. I don't want to say it officially on live because sometimes you're committing yourself to something that may be just saying in jest. But the part I like about it is once she tells them this is what I'm doing, and because of the smart device and what you can connect, instant gratification, people are ready to offer you something right
then and
there.
Because they can go and take a look right there.
That's the message. The message is instant gratification. That's why we tell everybody, get your smart device on, just like I'm streaming right now on my Nexus. You know, you probably can't see it too much, but that's it. So you're seeing me. But also what came to mind is the project you're involved in, the drones. So the organizer or the director, I don't want to say if it's the owner, actually is in the drones. So the first thing that comes up is that already you got two things happening here. Something that we're going to get involved in. You know, we call it the drone wars, but you called it all the other things.
Well, that's because I had a chance to sleep on it.
Right. So that part has been probably as much as rewarding than anything else. She also, congratulations, Miko. I know you're supposed to be going to a central casting agency meeting as a result of the iVictor, specifically this the shoot with Nurse Miko. So I just wanted to let you know, Mario, there's somebody who can give you treatment whenever you need it. You just call Nurse Miko.
Enemas. Don't like my bowels. Don't say. I'm not doing no kinky shit.
And also, going on, one gloves. Of our best associates, one of the people we admire greatly, is also assisting Miko and her efforts because she is a burgeoning author. She's meeting with Michael Carlin, and he's already volunteered to go over her book as it relates to how to approach it, pitfalls and issues like that. So that's also scheduled. And then I've seen something recently about a magazine that she may be featured in upcoming shortly. So there's a lot that's coming from what we've tabled the activity of social media, that when you get out there, you got to do two things. One, you could spend a lot of time online. Two, get with the people. You get with the people, everything's amplified.
That's right. There you go. And so, we are trying to, too.
Yeah.
Get with the people.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, more information will be coming up on the new show series that's coming up. As you know, we've been doing some expansion into the whole drone. We have a new drone fleet. Now, let me tell you, we have a drone fleet, and our drones range from what they call micro drones, mini drones, and then we have one regular drone. We talked about the drone series. We even showed you the videos from the drones and let you know that the fleet was coming. And we've got the uniforms did come in. We're having some of the stuff customized because, you know, you get these things. Sometimes it's just, you know, not totally what you want. But I want you to understand that in order to work with the drones, we decided that we had too much work to do. So I've been secretly, I successfully cloned all of us. I have a Victor clone, I have a Miko clone, I have a Mario clone. They're fully grown. The only thing is, right now, they don't really know they're clones yet. They actually think they're us. So, you'll get to meet them later. We're trying to figure out how to work this out. But I want you to know, besides our drone fleet, we now have our clone fleet people, clones, so, and they don't know they're part of a show. Now, as part of the programming of them, I programmed in that part of the ways that they regenerate their energies is by singing and dancing. And also, it helps whenever they eat highly sugary foods, like, say, donuts or scones. So first I was going to call it drones, clones, and scones. But then I thought about the fact that in order to recharge their bio batteries, they have to dance and sing and eat sugary substances. It would be more appropriate to call them drones, clones, and tones. Now, so you'll be introduced to the clones later on. Again, they are self-aware, and at this point, have really been revealed to them that they are actually clones. They've been just enjoying some of the other, actually a lot of the porno that we have kind of pumped into their residence.
Oh,
they're pretty much watching that all the time. They're younger. They're younger versions of ourselves. So that's, you know, that younger Mario, he's a motherfucker anyway. Anyway, so these drones, the show's in the works. Drones, clones, and tones. Come and watch. You're going to get to see our clones work with the drones and dance and eat sugary substance to wonderful tones. Okay.
They don't know what you're talking about. They have no idea. They're lost. They're going, okay, I get it, I think. Next time, you know what you should do? I say, next week, I tell you what, I got one for you. Next time, bring the drones in here.
I wanted to introduce the drones first. Yeah. After we've gone through our, we can bring them in and show them. Yeah. Yeah. Because after you, you know, Victor doesn't realize he's one of the key personnel.
I've already assumed.
Who assumed because his eye-hand coordination, you know, I hit myself in the knee, I'm just telling you. Got to aim for the eye-hand. Some of you, the eye-hand, your eye-hand is not there. Don't get a drone. No. Nah. All right, let's call Tyrell, see what's up. But you should fall out. You live on the air, too, so don't better watch what you say. I knew you couldn't say no shit now. Everybody, the wonderfully gifted host of Timeless Tracks, everybody, Tyrell Dubois, give it up for him live on the air.
I have something I want to say to your audience, and if I'm really on the air,
you need
to know something. I got to say something, and I need them to know something about you. I got to tell you, Mario, it's interesting. You didn't know this, but working with you actually changed a lot of what I've done that made me where I am today. It really did. But one of the things that was major that you need to know that you had a big, big hand in is me changing myself from being doing radio and television now from just saying R&B historian. And I literally changed everything.
Wow.
Because of it. I did, because you used to say that. And I had to kind of think it through, and I realized that helped me tremendously.
Yeah.
And so I just want you to know, I credit you for that, and it was awesome. I just want you to know, that was a big deal.
Well, thank you, my brother. I wanted to call you because I miss you in a very manly way.
all those times I used to always ask you, did you miss me? You would always say, no, I
didn't
you.
Miss you
but
then.
I look over Victor, and go, I think he did.
And you still ain't brought no honeys. You ain't brought no honeys by here still.
Well, I figured you didn't need them because y'all had so much going on over there.
I don't know what to do with it. No, we just wanted to say, see what you're doing. We know a lot of stuff is going on with your life.
Oh, my God.
So tell them what you want them to know, Tyrell. Tell them what you want them to know.
Well, this is a very big week. Next week is a huge week for me. You know, I was nominated. You know, I did my show, the new one I was telling you about, called Do You Know. It's a webisode series, and it's based on R&B trivia, just like I did with Timeless Tracks, like an extension of it.
Okay.
Based on Michael Ajakwe, the producer of a lot of the unsung episodes and a lot of sitcoms, including Martin and Basketball Wise, was one of the people who helped, you know, get this show off the ground. But I took a chance, Mario, and what I did was I put it in the Los Angeles Web Fest just to see if it would happen. And the LA Web Fest, for those who don't know, is the biggest web festival in the world, and I just said I wanted to see how it would do, and got nominated for.
Wow! All right, I got to wait. Clap for that! Wow! Give it to my brother. He stays busy. That's why we got to call him to remind ourselves, you know, of people out. I knew he was out there working. So, man, that's good, dude.
Yeah, I got that. I was the best outstanding host and
outstanding host
drama. Yeah, and for best reality drama for the show. But yes, it's so ironic that you called just about maybe a couple hours ago. I just heard from South Korea, and I got nominated there as well.
Everybody.
But it's going good. And Mario, but I just have to tell you, the listeners, everybody over there, I can't thank you enough for that. And I told you I'm willing to come over there once a month and do a show. Still willing to do it.
I want you to come be part of our parties. And we're about to have a monthly, well, maybe not monthly. We're going to do the show we told you. We've redone the campus, so we're ready to cook outside to have our own version of sipping and schmoozing. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, so I have to talk to you about how we can work in whatever. Well, actually, it all has to do with, you know, you have You have certain things you have to, responsibilities you have to take care of, because when people like Tyrone have so many things, you know, multiple projects in various stages of development. So, you know, he has to be cautious with how he balances, how much of things he reveals. So, but know that we're going to invite Tyrone, everyone, to be part of those things.
I gotta be there. I'll be there in a heartbeat. And if I haven't said it enough, I mean this. You and Victor, I just have to say, last year, I mean, it was probably one of the best. You don't know it, but I learned so much from you guys. And, you know, now I'm doing the show itself. Just being there around you guys. It's a rarity, particularly in where I'm at in my life right now, with having to be careful and cynical and not, you have to be cynical in a good way, if that makes sense. You know, you have to watch those around you and people, and you just do. But I just want you to know, I really miss seeing you guys, and I would just love to come over and see you. But I want to thank you and Victor from the bottom of my heart. I mean, that was, it just meant a lot. And even though, you know, I'm in a different realm of where my life now, it's a little different than it was even last year before I started that. But it's all in a good way. But I never forget where I come from, and I just can't thank you enough. But that R&B historian thing, it clicked, and you know what? That was you.
There's my brother. And so when you, like, come back as you can and let us know about your successes. Okay. And you know there's always room, everybody, when Tyrone and I play the music and give you the history. Like, he is the R&B historian. And so there's magic that happens when we just play music and listen to music.
Just to give you an example, it's so ironic you say that. I told my show just got picked up by Maurice Starr, and you know who he is.
Oh, one, yeah,
of the rare in history who actually had a R&B and a pop group at the same time that he brought in on both the R&B and pop charts with New Kids on the Block and New Edition.
Wow.
Well, his show is huge, and he just picked up Timeless Tracks. I got a phone call from a guy who said, who called himself trying to test me with R&B trivia on the phone while he was with him. And he said, 1977, he said, this song denied me the opportunity from having a number one song in America on the pop chart. I said, what's your name? He said, Larry Herndon. I said, oh, you know, you're Larry from the Floaters. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You went to number two. He said, son of a...
That's crazy. Pretty good, bro. That's pretty good. Yeah. Like I said...
I know that. Yeah.
R&B historian, everybody.
But you did that. And I even changed my website. And guess what? I'm announced on the red carpet. It's R&B historian now. Hey. And then when I do the latest Sun songs, it's all the same. But all of that was because of you. And I learned a lot from you guys.
Well, thank you, my brother.
And I want you to know that, Joe. But we're family for life. I know I called you a few times. I know you were going through a few things. But just know, I'm never too busy for you guys over there, ever. In fact, I was going to have Victor do a couple of pictures for me, but they figured it out. They've got the billboards are coming up soon for Do You Know. And
everybody's coming to us for more and more production, and we're trying to expand with all these shows. Hey, Tyrone, where can they go online and find out more stuff about you?
Yeah, well, you know what? My website, I'm revamping it as we speak. Actually, it's www.timelesstraxx.com. You can also go the Do You Know series. I'd be honored if you guys had a chance to look at it. And it's just simply go to Timeless Tracks, Do You Know, and the first 5 episodes will pop up, including the 18 top 10 singles of Michael Jackson's, but the 3 that didn't hit the top 10 on the pop chart, on the R&B chart, crossed over to the pop chart, made it. So, yeah, it worked out really good.
Everybody, that's my brother, Tyrone Dubois. We'll be in touch, my man.
I love you, brother. Thank you so much. You and Victor. I love you guys, man.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. All right, everybody, that was Tyrone Dubois. We wanted to check in with him. You know, sometimes I have to do stuff live and on the air and impromptu because I keep making notes and I don't get to certain shit. And it's not shit, I should do it. And I just wanted Tyrone to know that I think of the brother, I enjoyed the production and stuff I did with him. You know, so much of what we do is interacting with people who are attempting to do things. We don't know what the financial outcome is because we have to pioneer initially things to just come out with the formats. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've been doing. You can go take a look at the Making of Timeless Tracks, the shows that we did experimenting, helping him to transition from the world of radio to internet television. Like he said, thank you, Tyrone, for the wonderful words of encouragement. Wow, Vic, it's been a wonderful meeting.
Yeah, you took a little extra. Yeah, you were on discipline this time. You were pretty good. You did good, man.
We want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been the making of Pax Stereo ITV, the People's Internet Television. You've been there for our weekly meeting. Remember, we're going to be here every week getting the stuff done that we have to get done. Thank you for being part of this entertainment. Peace.
Peace.
That you make me feel.